Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Jesus began to weep when his friend Lazarus died. Jesus wept. I mean, he felt all the things that we feel: anger at death itself, rage at the uselessness of death, sorrow that a friend is gone, and empathy for Lazarus's sisters, Mary and Martha. Jesus wept for all these reasons. Jesus wept because this isn't what life was supposed to be about. Life was supposed to be the garden, just as God created it, whole and beautiful. You remember the story. Humans lived in paradise, a garden where all was provided for, as long as the humans relied on God and loved God and expressed that love by following what God wanted. God wanted humans to live in the freedom of his love without the interference of knowing all good and, conversely, all evil. We know the story. Curiosity got the best of the first humans, and they ate from the only tree they were asked not to eat from, the tree of knowledge. And then once they did, that knowledge caused them to know all, including pain, sorrow, and death. Ever since then, God has been reaching out to humans to bring us back into line with God's original plan. Jesus came. Jesus came to show us what living with our loving God looks like. We love God, we love ourselves, and we love all others through compassionate kindness, care, justice, and mercy. Pain, sorrow, and death were never a part of God's original plan. Jesus wept when his friends died for all the reasons we weep. Jesus wept because it was never supposed to be this way. So Jesus brings his friend back to life, and they are reunited. And Lazarus is reunited with his sisters, Mary and Martha, and the whole community. Why does Jesus do this? He wants everyone to understand that he is sent from God to restore the world to how it should be. That living with God's love gives us a way to manage the pain, the sadness, and the emptiness we feel, and that we too, one day, will be reunited in love with those who have already died. So, we remember those who have died, those we've known and loved, and all the saints we know of as inspirations for our walk in faith. And we weep. And we can weep with sorrow, rage, anger, disbelief, and all the emotions we may experience. Jesus gets it. He felt that way too. So when we weep, we are not alone. Jesus is with us. Our loved ones may no longer be with us here, but we believe that somehow, that immaterial part of them, their spirit, their soul continues to live in God's presence eternally. So as you come up here today to light a candle in remembrance of those you've loved who have died and all those who have gone before us to heaven, pray to become a light for others as they were for you. Amen.